On about August 2nd, 2011, Native American skeletal remains and artifacts were discovered in Santa Cruz, California, when construction workers prepared an area commonly called Market Street Field for the building of new homes. SaveTheKnoll.org is a local group that has formed to stop some of the construction and preserve with respect the Native burial site located at 5 Isbell Drive in Santa Cruz. Anne Marie Sayers, an Ohlone woman, is considered the most likely descendant of the people whose remains have been unearthed. The age of the bones and artifacts are estimated by some as between 4 and 6,000 years old. K.B. Holmes, the builder on the 9-acre site, has stopped construction on the Knoll area, where a partial human skull or mandible and piece of a necklace were unearthed. On August 14th, over 100 people marched from downtown Santa Cruz to Grant Street Park, holding signs saying, "Protect the Ohlone Sacred Site," and handing out leaflets explaining the situation. The Trash Orchestra and Native Americans played drums and chanted en route to the town clock and Grant Street Park for a peaceful gathering. Here's Maryam, who helped to organize the march and gathering.
I'm here as a volunteer with Save the Knoll Coalition, and we are a sort of ad hoc group of community members, Native Americans, activists, and other concerned people in the neighborhood who are trying to raise awareness about what's going on at Market Street Field. And also to demand that the city of Santa Cruz and KB Home take action to protect the culturally sensitive area at the north end of Market Street Field, also known as the Knoll. And you can find more information about it at SaveTheKnoll.org.
Tell me what has been found there that sparked more interest lately.
Well, it was known to be a culturally sensitive area for a long time because there's archaeological evidence that dates back to at least 6,000 years, that it has been used as a village site and a sort of sacred place that people have been coming to for a very long time. But more recently, in the last 2 weeks, archaeologists that were hired by KB Home have, during construction, unearthed two burials. And so there's a sort of new interest about the site because of this. And there, a lot of people, you know, are more concerned about it now that there's this new information. And people feel strongly about it. And actually, the state is required to contact the most likely descendant when any remains are found at a construction site. And so we're actually here to help make sure that the demands and the requests of that person are met. And to, which the recommendations is that there is no homes to be built on the Knoll, and no more desecration on the Knoll. And we're here to help help make sure that KB Home listens to that demand.
When the march stopped at the town clock for a while, I spoke with some people about why they were there.
So far, two persons actually, a 9-year-old boy and an adult. They don't know if it's a male, female, the adult. It's just for sacred sites and for people to honor the burial sites. You know, just think about it, no one would want to go into your grave and remove some bones. So we're trying to, all of us together collectively, is trying to get the bones not removed, because there's nowhere in any indigenous people where they have a removal of any kind of bones of any burial site. And we just want people to honor that. And KB Homes, or the construction people, are doing that. And we understand everyone's got to make a living, but also, too, you got to honor life. Life, you know, is death, too. You know, we got to respect our elders and those who are buried. We know it's an old site, you know, that where we're going to, the village. It's been documented 6,000 years from the Historical Society of Santa Cruz County. So we're just here in support of that, you know, and hope that people understand. And even if you're non-native, you know, you're native some way, shape, or form from your own homeland. So just to be respectful of that. And
some people are mentioning Glen Cove, and that has been somewhat of a success. Are you familiar with that? Have you been there? Were you part of the occupation?
I was there, visited a couple times.
Yeah.
He was there too for it.
Yeah.
This guy right here, he was gonna hold it. He can tell you too.
Yeah.
So yeah, Glen Cove was a small victory. That's just one of many fights still going. Glen Cove was going on for like 12, 13 years. You know, finally got that to, until they had to sit down with the Sacred Fire and stuff. That took like 102 days, 110. Somewhere in that exact, I'm not know exact days, but I know it's been that they were doing that for Sacred Fire for that many days.
And there's some land protected there.
Yeah, it's, I think it's like 14 acres, I believe. Yeah, it's pretty nice, beautiful. They wanted to put a parking lot and put a toilet on top of. There's actually a Shaw Mound out there. Like, I don't know if anyone's familiar with Shaw Mound. It's where people would go and gather their elders that are getting ready to pass over, or some like, kid, some happened to die from some net disease or something. They would put them there with all their stuff, their bones, you know, and they bury them there. So there's a lot of bones there. They're at Berkeley too, so it's just, you know, just respectfully trying to, you know, if they do take the bones out, trying to get them back too from Berkeley, UC Berkeley to have them.
Where is Glen Cove?
It's in Vallejo. It's part of Vallejo. It's a sister station, sister city to Vallejo. Yeah, it's off of the 760 or 780, 760.
And the site here where KB is trying to build homes, have you been there?
Yeah, I checked it out. It's kind of like fenced off.
Yeah.
But there's a back part. I guess there's a part in there. I haven't really gone in there myself, but you can kind of pretty much see from the roadside. It's kind of hard because they have like mesh on the fence and stuff. In that area where the bones are actually discovered at, is like a
they're
stop.
Up the hill, right?
Yeah, it's a stop work order. I don't know how how far the radius is, but so they're doing a surveying the whole land to see if there's other bones.
Yeah.
And that's where they found that little boy first, the 9-year-old boy, and then now they found an adult bones. They don't know if it's a male or female yet. Yeah. From my thing, from all of us, were like, if they know if it's a 9-year-old boy, they must have had to take one of the bones out to figure it out if it was a boy. So there's no ceremony to take out bones or rebury. So that's kind of... It's kind of hard.
So
know?
It's already disturbed.
Yeah, it's kind of unearthed, and I know there's someone there that's there overseeing it. So we just know that it's been unearthed, and we're just trying to keep them from taking them out because it's sick. Someone a long time ago, there's an old village that was right there.
Wow.
So it's like disrespect that, because it's like there's not that many places where you can touch the. Touch the soil, you know.
Yeah.
It's all concrete. Even the stuff we're standing on now, it's all concrete. It was a known site. Yeah. It was a known site. It's documented. It's been like I said, 6,000 years from the historical society. Huh. And that's the archaeologist and all that scientific notions. But it's always been known. All of this area was.
Yeah.
You know, the tribes moved back and forth from inland all the way to the coast.
Yeah.
And especially during wintertime, a lot of the tribes came this way to get closer to the water.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you know if there's any Ohlone people here?
There is some Ohlone people. But they're not really federal recognized or state recognized. And yeah, there's some here. We're trying to call out to the old families. We know that we understand some of them don't want to be out in the public and the media. We're not looking for that because it's a really finicky situation. So yeah, we're just respecting that. There's been a lot of racism towards local tribes around here in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Some of them were hung in this area, in Santa Cruz area, and the trees and stuff.
I know. I think some of the last hangings happened in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, it's along with an African-American people, too, as well.
Years and now a developer wants to destroy this place to make money, and that's unacceptable. And Anne Marie Sayers says that this is a continual cultural genocide because it's building over and erasing the legacy and the memory of the original people of this land. They relocated and displaced the indigenous people, and now it's come to the time of displacing their ancestors. And that's called progress. Destroying this place is destroying our ability and future generations' ability to know and connect with the past and the true history of the land and of the indigenous people on this land. know, this is one of the last places in Santa Cruz that hasn't been destroyed and paved over. So we have to come together as a community, as a broader community of Native and non-Native people to say, no, we won't allow this to happen. We need to protect this place so that future generations can know the truth and so that we can respect the ancestors that are buried here and respect the ancestors whose land we're on. So what we're doing is, Anne-Marie Sayers, fortunately, a lawyer has stepped forward, and he's a, as I understand it, a very good lawyer who has experience with Indian law, and he's willing to work pro bono. So that's a really good step. And tomorrow he's meeting with the city, and our demand is that KB Home. Our demand is that they give this land back, but basically the way that is, you know, that we're asking for that to look like is that KB Home either gives it to the city or the city buys it from KB Home through eminent domain, and that there be a permanent easement set aside for this land so that it's protected forever and there can be no development there for this entire knoll. And to be clear, the site that we're about to go to, you're going to see, you know, you're going to see something really terrible. You're going to see, you know, a giant open pit in the ground. And they've already destroyed the southern part of this area. KB Home. They're KB Home. They're one of the largest housing developers in the country. And, you know, this isn't a real big thing to them. They've got, you know, hundreds of development sites right now across this country. And so we're giving KB Home a week to take meaningful action to protect the knoll. And we still haven't heard any formal statement from them about how they're going to come out on this. So, and if they don't, then we'll have no choice but to take further action. And so we're asking everyone here to please be prepared to come back out. And, you know, as soon as next weekend for, you know, to do this again and to possibly go further to see whatever is necessary to protect this area. So thank you very much for being here.
After prayer, song, announcements, and refreshments, the march continued on to the construction area near the sacred Ohlone site. A single security guard watched as the 100-strong group entered the site with someone removing a chain and lock on a gate. Sacred prayers and smudging were offered by Native Americans in a mood of respect. During the gathering at the sacred site, 4 Santa Cruz police cars arrived, and while officers attempted to photograph the gathering, they were requested not to do so out of respect for the spiritual, prayerful gathering. Some of those who marched to the Ohlone site in Santa Cruz recently helped to protect a similar Native American sacred site in Glen Cove near Vallejo, California. On August 15th and 16th, most neighbors near the knoll seemed aware of the recent discovery of Ohlone remains, and activists with signs have been in front of the construction site during the daytime. For more information, see SaveTheKnoll.org.